It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 27th of December and here are the top news of the day. The centre has approved the repatriation of Sunil Kumar Bansal, Special Director of Intelligence Bureau, to his parent cadre, Odisha, where he will take over as the new Director General of Police. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, issued an order yesterday allowing a Home Ministry proposal for the premature repatriation of Bansal, a 1987 batch IPS officer. A notification regarding the appointment of Bansal as the head of the police force in the state was issued by the Odisha Home Department on December 15. Bansal will succeed incumbent Abhay, who will retire on December 31st this year after completing 2-year tenure. He is likely to assume charge from January 1, 2022 for 2 years. Rajya Sabha MP from Janata Dal United died at a private hospital on Sunday night. The 81-year-old passed away after battling prolonged illness. Estimated to be one of the richest members of parliament, the founder of Aristo Pharmaceuticals was a 7-time Rajya Sabha MP from Bihar and was also elected to the Lok Sabha once. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar were among those who expressed condolences at his death. From January 1, children in the age group of 15 to 18 will be eligible to register on the Cowin platform. Emphasizing precaution in view of the rising cases of Omicron variant of COVID-19, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had on December 25th announced 3 major decisions in the fight against the disease, including start of vaccination for children in 15 to 18 age group from coming January 3rd. In his address to the nation, the Prime Minister said that the government was following scientific advice in the vaccination drive against COVID-19. The Prime Minister said that 61% of the adult population in the country had been given both doses of COVID-19 vaccine, while 90% of the adult population has got the first dose. India started the COVID vaccination drive on January 16 this year. Even as 8 cases of highly contagious Omicron variant of SARS coronavirus 2 have been detected in Odisha, state's public health director Dr. Niranjan Mishra on Monday said that there is no need to enforce curbs like night curfew and lockdown in the state as the situation here is better than other states. This is what Niranjan Mishra said while briefing to media.
Bortman bondo lockdown kala bhaliya ba night curfew kala bhaliya paristhiti na. Nishchit apan nije dekhunati apan bortman Odisha ra DPR dekhantu total case positivity dekhantu. And total active case संख्या देखोंडू ये तीन दा देखोंडू hospitalization देख देखोंडू.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday embarked on a visit to Mandi, also known as Choti Kashi, and inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of hydropower projects worth ₹11,000 crore. These projects will help boost the state's economy and provide additional power to the states. One project that has been lying pending for around 3 decades will prove to be a beneficial for Delhi, which will be able to receive around 500 million cubic meter water supply per year. Donning a long woolen coat and hand gloves amidst chilly weather, Modi presided over the second groundbreaking ceremony of the Himachal Pradesh Global Investors Meet that is expected to give a boost to investment in the region through the start of projects worth ₹28,000 crore. According to top US infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, even as the Omicron variant rapidly spreads across the globe, cases of COVID-19 are likely going to keep surging. The highly transmissible variant has outpaced Delta to become the dominant variant, accounting for nearly 3/4 of COVID cases in the country. According to Johns Hopkins University's latest update on Monday morning, the US continues to be the worst hit country with the world's highest number of cases and deaths at 52,259,716 and 816,597. Till last Thursday, the US had reported more than 51 million total cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The US also topped 800,000 total deaths from the disease in mid-December. Bollywood star Salman Khan, who turned 56 on Monday, has teased that he might share screen space with Shah Rukh Khan after their cameo appearances in each other's upcoming films Tiger 3 and Pathaan. During a media interaction outside his Panvel farmhouse, where he is celebrating his 56th birthday, Salman said Tiger 3 would release by December 2022. The third installment of the Tiger franchise is directed by Manish Sharma, while Pathaan is directed by Val Kilmer, Siddharth Anand. Tiger 3 will have Salman and Katrina Kaif reprising their roles as agents Tiger and Zoya. The film will also star Imran Hashmi as the antagonist. The Union Health Ministry on Monday submitted a report on the rising COVID cases along with the new variant Omicron and the status of vaccination coverage across the nation to the Election Commission. According to a source with the ministry, the Election Commission and the Union Health Ministry discussed the rising number of new COVID variant Omicron cases across the country with special focus on 5 poll-bound states. Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan presented a detailed report on the transmissibility of the Omicron variant in the states. Asked about Omicron spread in the next 3 months, the Health Secretary said that nothing can be said at the moment. The daily COVID case load can see around 25% jump in next few months as per the present rate of infection, he said in the meeting. The start of the day 2 of the first test between South Africa and India at Super Sport Park on Monday has been delayed due to rain. While thunderstorms predicted for day 1 didn't interfere with cricketing action, the weather forecast for day 2 has predicted rain and thunderstorms for the whole day. As of now, rain had stopped at Centurion with the Super Soapers in action to dry the pitch under covers and the area around it. According to a report by Dawn, Pakistan will on Monday unveil its first ever national security policy at a meeting in which civil and military leadership will discuss internal and external security issues. According to Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry, Prime Minister Imran Khan has called a meeting of the high-powered National Security Committee, which will be attended, among others, by senior military officials, including Chief of the Army Staff General Kamar Javed Bajwa and Inter-Services Intelligence Director General Lieutenant General Nadeep Anjum. When asked about salient features of the policy, he said the policy would cover all internal and external security aspects, including the situation in Afghanistan and its impact on Pakistan and India. That's it for today. For news in detail, visit OdishaTV.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.